Now we're heading to North Canterbury with Cosmo to meet Robbie Wakelin, who runs a dairy farm with his brother John at West Ayrton. Robbie's passionate about his herd of Holstein Friesians.
We're in the paddock with our herd at the moment. We're just showing you Sue, my favourite cow anyway. But yeah, we're out here with the cows.
It's a lovely day.
And yeah, it's not too bad actually. Wouldn't mind some rain at some point, but it hasn't been too bad so far. It's starting to dry off, but we're not as bad as a lot of other people. We're lucky we've got the pivot and good irrigation here, so yeah.
How's the season going so far?
We're up on the season and the cows are doing quite well. Mating didn't go too badly, and I think most of them are getting their own calf. We've still got the bulls out at the moment, but they're not getting that many anymore, so it's not really too high on our priority list to get them all in calf, since we winter milk and we basically calve all year round, so it's not really a huge thing for us, but it's nice to get them in calf when you want them to. Yeah.
Were you and John brought up on this farm?
No, we grew up in Spencerville, just north of Christchurch. The dad's farm was there, and in 2011 we converted this, which was our runoff plot. We just took baleage off it and took it back to the other farm and had our young stock and dry cows and stuff here, and it's 94 hectares here, and we moved up here and put the shed on, the pivot on, and just everything's gone from there, really. We've been developing the place ever since. It sort of never stops, but we've just been increasing production every year since then. Yeah, it's been a lot of work, but I think we're finally sort of up to date with what we're doing now. Yeah.
Now, Sue, the Holstein Friesian that's beside us, is a champion cow.
Yeah, she did not too bad, actually. I bought her as a calf at the Canterbury show, because I thought she was pretty good, and I really liked that family, and we'd been buying a couple from that family beforehand to try and get a really good one, and saw her and thought, that's the one. So we went, and I managed to buy a half share in her. That's all my co-owner would let me buy of her. But yeah, no, we brought her home, and she's sort of just gone from strength to strength ever since. She was, the year I bought her, she was reserve junior champion. We took her back next year, and she was South Island junior champion, and then she won as a two-year-old, a three-year-old, and then she won again this year, and she won champion cow, and supreme champion cow, and yeah, not too bad, really.
So you weren't too concerned about M. bovis and, you know, taking your cows to the show?
Nah, well, it's always a consideration in your head, but I think everyone's more worried about being traced rather than actually getting it at the show. But we didn't show last year at all. We just did sort of on-farm competitions and photo competitions and stuff like that. But we were like, well, we can go and we'll take every precaution and I think we'll be fine. Like at the show, there's so many precautions we take. We have our own sort of wash bays and the cows are always separate and there's like 2 metres between each of them all the time. So we're sort of very careful about that sort of thing. And we thought, well, we might as well keep going, and we missed it, and it sort of makes life a bit more interesting getting to go and compete against the other people that breed in Canterbury. And I said, like, there's some of the best breeders in New Zealand are in Canterbury and show at Christchurch, so we just sort of wanted to go back and have a go. And we went back and we won basically everything. We won with the jerseys too.
Now, Sue's full name is Clover Lane Aftershock Sue E.T. That's a bit of a mouthful. Why has she got such a long name?
Oh, so what we do is we have the stud name. The person who bred her is at the start. That's Clover Lane. So Duncan Pike owns half of her and he bred her. So that's Clover Lane. The aftershock's her father's name. And then her name is Sue. So it's just just the way that we do it. And E.T., she was an embryo. She was so Duncan flushed her mother. He got one low-grade embryo and put it in and didn't think it would ever hold in anything. So just put it in a cow that was there that was synced up that they didn't think would get in calf, and then she got in calf, she had a heifer, and then she turned out that good. So I think that was just luck. But yeah, and she'll have excellent after her name too, because she's been classified excellent.
What is it about her that makes her a champion?
She's just got so much capacity, and she's so correct. Like, her udder's still well up there. She did 12,000 litres as a four-year-old, and her udder's still very well attached, and she's got such a good ligament, and she loves going to the show. She, like, you just walk out into the ring, she just puts her head up and chews her cud while she's walking around, and she just stands up perfectly. It's like she's showing herself off just all the time. You sort of aim for that 2 hours in there, in the year, for them to look perfect, and you're sort of getting them ready for that 2 hours, like, the whole time. And the, like, day before, and, like, even, like, 2 or 3 hours before the ring, I was like, I don't think she's going to get there. And then I was busy out in the ring with the other cows we'd taken, and I, like, she got let out, my helpers let her out to the ring to me, and I was like, well, she just looks perfect. You couldn't get her looking any better. And she just went out there, and you sort of didn't want to say you knew she was going to win, but she looked pretty damn awesome that day. And she's pretty good in the herd too. She did 800 solids as a four-year-old, so it's a...
Wow, so how many litres a day can she produce?
I think she maxed out at about 60 litres that year, but she's not doing too bad this year either. Yeah, she makes a lot of milk.
She looks a bit bigger than some of the other cows.
Oh yeah, she's probably been spoilt. And it's sort of the way that she's bred too. Like, we've got a lot of, most of our cows you call moderate-sized Holsteins, but some of them are getting quite big, but she's quite a big one. That's just the way that she's been bred.
Do you know most of your cows?
Yep, they've all got names. I know all their names. My brother knows all their names and their numbers, so it's good to have him around for, like, herd testing and stuff. He just goes and writes their numbers down. But yeah, they've all got names. I can go and tell you all their family history and stuff. That's out of Sue's sister walking across there. So I've got a few of them now, and her daughter I can see way over there. But it makes things interesting to have cow families and to be interested in the breeding side of things. So
yes,
we've been doing that for a while now. I think the stud started in, like, 1960. Dad started it then, and he's kept breeding good cows, and we sort of just built on that, built on the foundation that he had made. Yeah.
Does he still take an interest?
No, he passed away when I was 13, but, like, we've just kept on going with what he started, continuing the Bellbrook stud, and he always bred for good udders, and we've continued on with that, and just the rest of the conformation of the cow we've been improving, and we've got, I counted up the other day, we've got 128 excellent cows, which is the highest score you can get for classifying Holsteins. And last year the Holstein International did a tally up of the most in the world, and I think we came 7th in the world for the amount of excellent cows in the herd, so that's pretty cool.
How many cows have you got?
We peak milk about 300, and we milk 150 through the winter.
Why do you milk through the winter? Because I guess most people stop, don't they?
Yeah, we always have. And sort of, you've got the cow shed there, you might as well be milking something. And so we've got enough land and stuff that we can make supplements and stuff. We grow kale for them in the winter, and like, you have to get rid of too many good cows or have too many cows carrying over, and I think it's just more efficient just to keep milking these cows that will keep making the milk. You'll have cows that have been milking for a year still doing two solids, so it's worth milking them through.
Mm.
So we get down to 150 cows, and that's just four rows in the cow shed, so we just keep milking them.
Yeah.
It's just one person in the shed. Takes us an hour and a half, and then you're back to doing other jobs again.
In terms of running a dairy farm, is it becoming more challenging with the environmental screws being turned on dairy farmers?
It's quite disheartening, really. You have sort of the lower-end people, the people who are doing the damage, being the ones that are amplified around the country, and that's what, like, the mainstream media will publicise and stuff, and you all get tarnished with the same brush. But, like, we've started this, we've got a soil consultant, and we've started, like, reducing the amount of N that we put on. So we're only putting, I think it's 130 units of N on this entire year, and we've been doing a few things like that, and sort of feeding the soil rather than just putting fertiliser on to feed the grass. And we're putting microbe feeders and all different stuff like that. And it seems to be working, because we're like well up on the season, and the cows are doing better, and the cows look healthier, and using a lot less supplement than we used to. So we're trying to do things right, but we'll see what happens. You never know what's going to happen, really. But we're just trying to do our best and see what happens. And I think that sort of thing is the thing that you've got to publicise so that people can understand what's actually happening rather than what's the stories they get told, basically, yeah.
Now, Robbie, you've been selected to attend the 15th World Holstein Friesian Federation Conference in Switzerland. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was quite exciting. The Holstein Friesian Association selected me. I think there was about 17 people that applied for it this year, which is a lot for a lot of the things that they put out there that people apply for. And then I was lucky enough that they rang me up and asked me to do it. And so I'm off in middle of March. We're going to do a tour through the south of Germany and do some touristy things. And we're going to see some brown Swiss cows and a Hereford farm. And then we're going to the World Holstein Conference. And there, the Swiss major show is being done at the same time. So I get to go to that. So I'm quite excited about going to see the best show cows and see what they are like. I've heard they're amazing, and you see on Facebook some of the pictures that come up of the European cows, and they look pretty damn good, so that'll be exciting. Yeah.
And what's happening for the rest of the day?
We're going to start calving, so we've dried a few cows off this morning, and we'll take them away and get some springers and bring them home from our runoff blocks, and just odd jobs and milking again tonight. And it's sort of, it's a good time of year, there's not too much happening. We'll start getting busy again soon, but it's sort of the time when we can have a bit of time off and relax before it gets busy again. You don't get much time to relax between August and December, so January's basically your time to sort of wind down.
That was dairy farmer and Holstein Friesian stud breeder Robbie Wakelin.